Next section, science and technology. Science and technology, I'm repeating myself from last year's wrap-up, continues to dazzle. It can be electrifying, it can be inspiring, and it can be terrifying. One of my favorite Solari reports in 2012 was the view from Silicon Valley when I spoke with my partner, Chuck Gibson, about the innovation that's impacting equity investment. And I would really encourage you to listen to that. Chuck is joining me now for quarterly equity reports, the next one coming up this month on the secular trends in the equity markets. I spend 2.5 hours a day working on the C-Lane Investment Committee. And what I do essentially in those 2 hours is look at company after company after company that is taking new material science, new technology, new sort of opportunities to globalize and doing really very astonishing and inspiring things. It's a stream of information coming into me, which is so much more encouraging and inspiring than the daily news or certainly the news I get coming in from internet now that I have global researchers and people all over the world making sure I know about every aspect of all corruption and crime throughout the world. But it's quite remarkable the number of management teams globally that are trying to go to work to create companies to solve the problems and the real problems before us. So it's a very different picture than I think most of us get, and it's very inspiring watching the impact of what is possible. I think the big science story this year was the discovery of the Higgs boson God particle. That was the decision of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Had the collider in Switzerland up as the big scientific development of the year, and that story's up on the blog. One of the things I've watched a lot this year, because I think we're looking at an explosion of innovation down the road that's going to be hitting us in the next 2 to 3 years, is the sort of reinvention of the automobile. We saw by the end of 2012 laws in 3 states permitting driverless cars. If you can imagine, and Avis just bought Zip cars for about a 45% premium over market price. So Avis getting Zip cars augurs the change to a much more fluid, mobile, wired automobile and a whole sort of different way of relating, particularly in the urban areas, to cars and automobile transportation, a very wired world. But imagine literally driving to the airport and then getting out of your car and instead of leaving it in the parking lot, just turning it on and sending it home with no driver. It's quite a different state of affairs. There was a very interesting report from Kiplinger, year-end on robotics, saying a lot of the things I've been saying on the Solari report, but I just wanted to read you some of the highlights. For Kiplinger, it's a long report, so I'm just going to hit. It's called Robotics Coming of Age. The number of and variety of robots in use will soon soar. About 1.4 million industrial robots are already deployed worldwide, plus several million more designed for in-house consumer use. Shipments are growing rapidly. In 2012, manufacturers designed and shipped about 180,000 industrial robots, roughly 50% more than 2010. By 2015, annual sales will top 207,000. The potential for gains is vast. By 2015, sales to North America will grow about 11%. What's propelling the growth? Scientific advances as well as economics. Inexpensive, faster internet connections, cheaper, better microprocessors, new lightweight materials, and the climbing price of labor relative to the price of capital. Now that the central banks have dropped the price of capital to big corporations down to zero. Advanced sensors that will allow robots to adapt to their environment, adjusting speed and pressure, leaps in artificial intelligence, nanotechnology developments, improved technologies and knowledge, mean robots' usefulness will zoom. Tomorrow's bots won't be limited to repetitive chores. Humans and bots working side by side, versatile articulated robotic hands, teachable robots that learns from humans who lack programming skills, self-improving robots that can learn from trial and error much faster than humans. In the next 5 to 10 years, rapid evolution in how robots are employed, industrial workers replaced. Many industries likely to benefit, automated farm workers. They mention a company I'm very interested, worth taking a look at, Blue River Technology. Not public, but doing very, very interesting things, including could make organic food much more accessible. Medical bots, drones, and other military and security automations, an array of household helpers, personal assistance, especially for the elderly living alone. So what does this all mean? What it points out is a huge boost in productivity, but it could put many, many people out of work. They say the growth won't be painless. Robots will displace thousands of workers in a variety of fields. Please note this, China and newly industrialized economies will be hurt the most. The cost efficiency of robotic production methods could draw some manufacturing back to the U.S. However, Kiplinger says it's going to bring the price of goods down so much that there will be greater demand, leaving companies needing more people, not fewer. Finally, employees and employers will suffer. Workers displaced by automation will be unable to find employment unless they have the opportunity, ability, and will to learn the skills needed in increasingly high-tech workplace. And employers will be stymied by the shortage of technologically adept workers. Very important stress on lifelong learning. I spent some time in Holland this year at the Breakthrough Energy Conference in Amsterdam. It was unbelievably inspiring. I have one question from one subscriber about it to tell you more. I've been waiting for the video sets to be ready. They're going to make the videos available from that conference, and there were some very good overviews, introductions to all the different kinds of breakthrough energy, and I'd like to use those to introduce them to you as soon as they're ready. What you saw was there are a lot of great entrepreneurs and tremendous ideas, not a lot of capital. The shutdown of capital going to those areas is very serious. Crowdfunding is hopeful. Crowdfunding in 2013 is going to be a topic that's going to be front and center as soon as the SEC promulgates their regulations. There's going to be, once those come out, my expectation is there's going to be a lot of good and bad. There's a lot of potential for pumping and dumping and all sorts of fraud, but there's a lot of good things that can get done as well. In the terrifying category, again, drones. I think drones are going to be very serious for enforcement purposes. If you haven't seen the new Bourne movie, it's a good one to watch to understand drones. If you also want to understand drones, take a look at one movie we had a couple years ago in the Let's Go to the Movies called The End of Violence. The Bourne movie and The End of Violence give you a sense of this kind of invasive technology. I also posted a recommendation on the blog for a sort of beach reading thriller that Rappaport put me onto called Blacklist that gives you a real feel for the nature, the no privacy nature of the world we're going into. So that's it for technology. Fantastic, wonderful, terrifying. But it's definitely coming. Get ready. Get ready. It's coming whether you like it or not. And it's going to bring about some pretty remarkable and very accelerating change over the next couple of years, and you want to reach out and be in the future about it, because it's coming and it's going to be a big wave, and we need to surf it.